Ready? Go!
Hello and welcome to the podcast that gives you a light look at growing your content. Today, we are going to be talking about why this podcast episode isn't quite what I hoped it would be. I'm Sarah, and this is Photosynthesis. All right, guys, full disclosure, I am completely winging this podcast episode. Usually, I will have notes all written up that I'm looking at as I'm recording, and I will know exactly what I want to be saying to y'all. This episode's not going to be like that. I looked at the clock. It's like 10:15 on the night before I am usually releasing this show, so here's to hoping I get it online in time. Fingers crossed. But what happened? Well, I am just going to have to come right out and say it. And I made mistakes this week. I didn't budget my time well. And I didn't take care of myself as good as I should have. But you know what? That is what adult life is all about. Adult life isn't necessarily about all of the freedoms that you have. I mean, yeah, that comes with it. But I think really what defines living a good adult life is the fact that you can recognize when you have failed and when you have made mistakes and just own it. Own your mistakes, people. It's what I'm trying to do right now. So, yeah, a few things have led up to this moment of me not recording the episode that I had initially planned to record today. First off, I was planning to record on Tuesday evening rather than on late Thursday night, but I came home and I was going, okay, I'm going to write up this episode, I'm going to record it, I'll be fully prepared, it's going to be great. Well, I got home and I hadn't been eating very well, and as a result, my energy levels just completely tanked. So, rather than showing up and writing the episode as soon as I got off work, I came home and I thought, I don't feel awesome. I'll just take a quick 15-minute nap. Well, said 15-minute nap turned into like a 2-hour nap, and I still hadn't eaten dinner. So, yeah, food's important, you know? Trust me, it really is. So, I got like half of the episode written late that night, which meant that I went to bed kind of late, which meant that I didn't feel awesome for work the next day. I ended up just staying up too late a couple of nights in a row, bad nights of sleep, and then my evenings were booked up until this evening. And my first thought this evening was like, okay, perfect, fine. It's a free evening. I'm not telling anyone that I'm going to meet up with them tonight. I can come home, I can focus, I can record this episode, I'll finish writing the other half. It's going to be great. I have all these points that I'm going to talk about on social media marketing, and it's going to be one of my best episodes yet. Well, come home and get myself some dinner. Friend ended up calling me, needed to talk. And you know what? That's okay. Just saying. If you do need to rearrange your schedule every once in a while because somebody important in your life really needs to talk, please don't feel guilty about it. Seriously, taking the time to invest in people who matter to you, 100% worth it, always. Just do it. So beyond that, I get off the phone and I'm going, okay, well, I still should have time to finish writing and recording this episode. It's not too late yet. Well, then I realized I needed to go to Walmart. I had been procrastinating on going grocery shopping, and I really kind of realized I needed to get that done. I had a few things that I have to pick up for the weekend because I promised some friends I would bring some food to their event. And you don't want to let people down, you know? So I went ahead, buckled down, did my grocery shopping, came back, going, okay, it's like 9:30. Okay, it's not too bad, I guess. It's getting kind of late. Oh, and I need to put my groceries away. So I put the groceries away. Then I realized yet another mistake. Also procrastination. Pro tip, guys. If you leave a lot of dirty dishes in your sink for like definitely more than a week. Your sink ain't gonna smell very pretty. Just stuff was kind of getting moldy and, yeah, let's not go there. So then I had to do my dishes. Then it was like 10 o'clock and I'm going, great. If I stop and I write up the episode in its entirety now, probably gonna be like, I don't even know, like almost 10:30 by the time I get around to recording. And that doesn't even include the time that I would spend recording the episode. And then I need to take a shower before I go to sleep so I can go to work in the morning and not look like a slob. So guess what, guys? The lesson this week is this. If you know you need to be doing something, don't procrastinate, whether it is fixing yourself dinner or doing your grocery shopping or doing your dishes or maybe just thinking about writing up the scripts for the content you're going to create like a few weeks before the week that you're going to be recording. Yeah, those are basically all of the mistakes that I think I've made. Yeah, that is what I have for you today, my friends. Just if you're going to get anywhere in the realm of content creation, growing yourself, growing your platform, don't procrastinate, okay? Trust me on this one. And additionally, if you're going to screw up, own your mistakes, because that is what denotes a responsible adult. And with that, I realize this has been a fairly short episode in comparison to some other ones that I've put out, but I promise you guys, I have a really awesome episode coming out next go around. I have it pretty much all written up. I will get it recorded soon and scheduled in advance so that while I am off traveling with my company this month this coming month in June, I'm going to be traveling the nation for a bunch of homeschool conventions. I will get this thing recorded and scheduled so that I am not ditching you guys for a podcast or doing something el cheapo for y'all again. So my sincerest apologies, but guess what? Lessons were still learned, and while I may not be growing my content too much this week, I am growing as a person, and I hope as a result maybe you can too. So on that note, I am going to leave off with my classic ending that I know you all know. Keep growing, my friend. If you want sparks of photosynthesis delivered to your social media feed, go follow Sarah Ittings on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Adventure of Sair, S-A-I-R. And our music is provided by Vexento.